little mystery.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of B'nai Yisrael thrown out there. And I figured everyone's at least seen the first piece, so I wasn't going to pick the first piece. I think last year we actually did it together, some of us. So lechvod Parsha Zachor, in Maimer Gimel, Drush Beis, B'nai Yisrael has a very beautiful piece about how we battle Amalek with Amunah, Befrat with Amunah Pshuta. It's not necessarily the hardest piece of B'nai Yisrael, at least as far as the words, but as far as the Yisod that he tries to suggest, it's something that sometimes we as intellectual people who like to think and like to imagine that we're smart and intelligent, we sometimes fall into this trap. Zachor es asher asa lecha Amalek. The Medrash brought in the Alkut Shimoni says, Mashal lemelech shehayu lo pardes vehemid kelev shota al pischa. There was a king who had an orchard, and he placed a wild dog at the entrance. V'halach o'avo shel melech, someone who claimed to be a dear friend of the king, decided one night to sneak into the garden, lignov min hapardes, v'kara kelev es begadav. And the dog ripped this individual's clothing. Kol pam shirotza hamelech lahazkir lo maisa harav sha'asa shahalach lignov min hapardes. Whenever the king wanted to remind his friend about that time he was nichshol and tried to steal from the king's orchard, amar lo hamelech, kama kelev shote huzat shakarav begadecha. Let's not forget the wild dog. That crazy and wild dog that ripped your clothing. Kach Yisrael Amr. So too, Klal Yisrael, who were the Oev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had seen the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu emayin. All of a sudden, they're not so loyal to the king. Lo ratza Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom lahazkir lev maisa hara hazu shalom levayshem. And Moshe didn't want to openly say to them, right. Remember that time that you had a lack of amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So how is he meramis to Klal Yisrael? That's not to embarrass them. V'amr lahem, zachor es asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what happened with that wild dog. Remember what happened with Amalek. HaKelev ha'omed al ha-pesach. Ad kan l'shono. Okay, this is the Medrash in the Alkut Shimoni. So says the B'nai Yisrael, I have a few questions. And then he says, I have a few more questions that you'll see and you'll understand as we go. It doesn't open up with. Hamedrash says, Omar, Dirshuni v'chiyu. Aleph, question number one. Yesh l'esbonein ma'hukshal lo shehutrach l'mashal. First of all, whenever you have a mashal, and this is an important ha'ara that he's making. A mashal, when Chazal gave a mashal, it means there's something we couldn't have understood without the mashal, and therefore Chazal gave a mashal to help us understand something. So why do I need this whole mashal of the Oev who tries to sneak into the Melech's pardes and to steal his fruits? Why couldn't they just say, what happened here? Why couldn't they just say, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and they believed in Hashem? And then they said, Hashem b'kirbeinu ma'ayin. And Moshe was embarrassed to say to them, you Jews, how could you not have a moon in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So instead, Moshe says, Zachar Asher Asal Lecha Amalek. Why do you need this mashal of the orchard? How does it help us to better understand what happened with Klal Yisrael? That's question number one. It's an important ha'ar in general to ask when Chazal bring a mashal. Why do I need the mashal? Beis, kifi anira mea mashal ikra mitzvah lizchur asher hikzafnu v'chulu. According to the Nimshal, it seems like the Iker that we're really trying to remember, Moshe doesn't say it openly. We don't talk about it openly. But what we're really trying to remember is the fact that we were Nichshal in that phrase, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayim. Uvizachor as zeh, ein tzrichin lizkor ma'isa malik. And if we were to remember that, right? Meaning, if we could tap into Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayim, we wouldn't really need to do Zachor as asher asa lecha amalik. That's what the implication of the Medrash is. The problem is, if emes mitzvah him minyan taryag lizkor dafko peh maisa malik. But we know that according to the minyan of mitzvos, mitzvah 603, the mitzvah is dafka to remember a malik. The mitzvah is not remember hayishem b'kirbeinu amayin. And also in mitzvah tafresh hay lo sishkach b'leiv minyan taryag, not forgetting in the heart is counted. Saying remembering malik b'peh is enumerated, is counted. So if their ikur is Hayeshem b'kirbeinu amayin, so why did the Moni HaMitzvos bring the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalik as the mitzvah? Okay. Gimel. Lefi Devei HaMedrash, lo ratza lahazkir pisha'am v'amar b'remes. So I'll ask you a further question. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is being sensitive to them. He doesn't want to talk about Hayeshem b'kirbeinu amayin. So what does Moshe talk about instead? He says, remember HaMalik. Okay. But says the B'nai Yisrael, since when is Moshe so shy to say to B'nai Yisrael, the chatam that they have. Since when do we say everything beremes? Ah, you'll tell me, Rashi, at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, says that all the places that are mentioned are all merames to different chatam. It's merames to chayre egel, it's merames to korach, it's merames to the meraglim. Okay, in Achanami, there are psukim that are beremes, but there's also moments where Moshe Rabbeinu was very openly blasting Klal Yisrael. So why, over here, dafka, that all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu, this is like such a touchy issue that Moshe can't speak about befeirish. And like we said, there are other points that will come out, things that we could raise as questions, but we'll see as we go. So these are the three questions. Again, question one, what do you need the mashal for? Question two, if the ikur is Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin, so why do we have, is the minyan ha-mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalik, which seems to be secondary, and really just a remez to what we're really trying to get to. And lastly, what was the last one? Was when did Moshe get so shy to refrain from openly rebuking Klal Yisrael? If it was necessary, why did he hesitate? V'nira b'haktim lizboni v'mochemes shol ba'malik. So he has a beautiful diuk here in this pasuk. It says in Shmuel Aleph, what happened? So Shmuel comes to Shaul and says, you're going to be the king of Klal Yisrael. And you have a job to do. What's your job? You need to destroy Amalek. And make sure you kill them completely and don't leave anything over from their possessions. Okay, so Shaul begins to gather an army. An army that's going to be hundreds of thousands of Jews. So what happens? Vayishama Shaul es ha'am. Shaul summoned the nation. Vayishama, he made it heard to them. He summoned them. Vayifkedeim batala'im. And then he counted them with lambs. He counted them with lambs. You know, there's an issue in the Torah to count Jews beferish. You can't openly count Jews. So Rashi says, he had everyone come and take a lamb from his flock. From his flocks. And then he counted the animals that had been selected to cheshbon out how many Jews were summoned to the war against the Amalek. Okay. So he says Bnei Yisachar, what's Vayishama? It's a funny word, Vayishama, and he summoned. If we're talking about gathering Jews, there are much more simple and basic words we could use. Hinei yesh lizbonei lama nemar Vayishama. Why doesn't it say Vayasof or Vayikbot? Also a beautiful lashonos of gathering. Why focus on a word that implies a lashon of Shmia? A response to a Shmia? Gam lama mana osam betalaim? V'lo ayedei matbeos v'kiyotze? Why dafka count the Jews with lambs? Right? Why not count them with coins? So many other objects you could use. Why do they have to do something that was seemingly more difficult to count them with these animals? Why do I even care bechlal what he counted them with? If you're going to tell me what he counted them with, so I'll ask you, why didn't he count them with something more simple? But bechlal, what was the point of counting Klal Yisrael with these animals? And why tell us about it? So says Bnei Yisachar, a Yisod that he spoke a lot about. And I read a little while ago a biography, an English biography about the Bnei Yisachar. And you see throughout, I mean you see it in his writings, but you see throughout his life, this was something that he felt very strongly about. And he was responding very, very strongly to. And that is, Va'anira, Alpi Masha Kasafti Kamapam, Osir HaChakira Be'esaka Amuna L'Isha Yisraeli. That the way that a Jew comes to Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not through philosophy, and it's not through investigation, rather, it's through emunah pshuta, something we are makabel b'kabbalah from our parents and our grandparents. Rak ikra avoda ha'amitis liisha Yisraeli lahachzaka emunah b'kabbalah. The ikra emunah is that a Jew should say, "This is what my parents told me, and this is what their parents told them, and that's how I trace myself back all the way to Avraham Avinu and beyond." As we'll see, ki kein hivtichanu yotreinu ba'amr l'Avraham. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up when he said to Avram Avinu long ago, Ki yadativ l'man asher yetzaves banav v'shamru derech Hashem. Hashem says, what I love about you, Avram, is the fact that you are going to command your children to walk a certain path. Namely, that you're able to transmit from avos to banim a certain Yerusha of Emunah. Uperish yadativ, what is yadativ? Nasati bo b'chinas hadas. I've given you das, I've given you a certain clarity. Meaning, how did Avram know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Emunah in Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed emunah, a certain clarity, a certain das, the kedusha, in Avram Avinu, and through that, Avram would then transmit it to his children. Menu yumshach lezaro acharav b'tzivoy, and then Avram would command it to his children. Now, I point out in the footnote here that tzivoy is also a lashon of chibor, right? Tzavsa, a lashon of friendship, of attachment, and therefore wasn't that Avram merely, you know, from a distance commanded his children, but there was an automatic attachment, a bond, a chain, a link between Avram and his children, where there were certain things that were spiritually passed on automatically. It was a chibur. And therefore was an automatic part of them, that they would be mekabel this Yerusha of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a beautiful pshat here, again, in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What does it mean, Das Elokei Avicha? So we would normally say, Pashut Pshat, Das Elokei Avicha means you should know the God of your forefathers, meaning you should be a good Jew. But it's much deeper than that. Says the Bnei Yisrael, Das Elokei Avicha, Daika, Hainu Amuna B'Kabbalah Me'Avos, that you should focus on Elokei Avicha, not your own God, not your own understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a time and a place for both, right? There's a tshuva, Rav Meir Eisenstadt, the author of Shas and Tshuvas, Panim Me'iros, and Siman Lamed Tes. So he writes, he says, someone once asked me, why is it that in Shmona Esther we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Elokei, 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 each one has their own God? It's a different God? Just say, Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it was the same God. So he says, no. Obviously, what Chazal are revealing to us, right, in their arrangement of the Matbeah Shel Bracha of Shmona Esrei, is that each person is supposed to have a different relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There was Elokei Avram, there was Elokei Yitzchak, there was Elokei Yaakov. It's very similar. This tshuva from the Panim Me'iros is not that different than the Vart that they say from the Baal Shem Tov and the Keser Shem Tov. That there has to be Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. There's Elokeinu, there's my personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's also Elokei Avoseinu. Namely what? Namely my connection to Hashem through my parents. And it's not my own thing. I don't have to be mechadish in it. Halavai should be zochet to just take that emunah pshuta that the earlier generations have. So that's what David HaMelech was saying to Shlomo. Das Elokei Avicha. I want you to know and deeply know Elokei Avicha. Hainu ha'emunah b'kabbalah me'avos. V'lo amar Elokecha. It doesn't say I want you to know your God. It's not your God. It's not something that's uniquely yours. You're part of you're a link in a chain that goes back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu placed that das within Avram. De Perusho Moresh and his Amis Lacha Hadavar Bechakira. If it would have said Elokecha, the perush of that would have been that you should come to a certain truth through your own philosophical inquiries. Ufar dibarnu mizeh barucha b'sefer ma'ayan ganim ayin sham v'sarva tzimoncha. Look in my writings, ma'ayan ganim. What was the ma'ayan ganim? We'll see in a few moments from now. He's going to quote a very famous statement that he quotes many times in the Bnei Sassar. From the Or HaChaim, not the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, right? Rav Chaim Ibn Attar, but the Or HaChaim, an earlier sefer called Or HaChaim, which was written as a anti-philosophical work, and the Bnei Yisrael wrote a commentary on it called the Ma'ayan Gan. Okay, we'll see more about that in a few moments. But he says, if you want to see in general my shita against the dangers of studying philosophy, so look in the sefer Ma'ayan Gan, where I wrote my commentary on the Or HaChaim. From Rav Yosef Yaivitz, right, who lived in the 1400s. He was part of the Spanish expulsion, and he writes a very famous comment, which we'll see in a moment. And you'll see, and you'll be satisfied. You'll be satisfied by my approach to Amunah, as expounded over there. When a person philosophically comes to an understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I figured this out about Hashem. And he has a certain clarity through his own, again, philosophical inquiry. So that's called Re'iyah. That's called seeing. I've seen God. I know it to be true. Through what? Through my personal experience. It's not something someone told me to believe. I have analyzed it, and I have processed it, and now I see a certain truth to it. That's called re'iya. Right? Eino doma re'iya l'shmiya. A person says, I saw it, right? Seeing it is different than just hearing about it. So a person who comes to Amuna through Chakira thinks, I've seen God. Right? I understand it. I have it all worked out, logically worked out. The same way that when a person sees something with his eye, he believes it to be true. Because my eyes, we don't believe that our eyes can deceive us. Even though the Torah warns us of the danger of our eyes leading us astray. And that sometimes means that our eyes, not just will see bad things, but our eyes will deceive us. But when a person intellectually grasp something, right? He's using the ayin shabamalach, so to speak, to come to a clarity of something. And it's no different, says the Bnei Yisrael, when a person sees something with his physical eye. Kamosha amru chazal, turning the page, ksubis koftes, roa ani as divrei admon. Right? Roa ani, when a person says, oh, I see what you're saying. What do they mean, I see what you're saying? I see your shita, I understand your shita, is what they mean. So re'iyah is associated with a certain depth of understanding. Im kein zeh mikri emunah mitzad chush haraus b'chinas einayim. The emunah haba mitzad hakabala, but the emunah that a person is mekabel, b'yerusha, hu mitzad chush hashmiyak b'chinas oznayim. When a person hears emunah, because my grandfather told me that he heard from his grandfather, and he heard from his grandfather, and he heard from his grandfather, that there's a Rabbona Sholem, and that the Jews stood at Har Sinai long ago. That's called Shmiya. That's a Kabbalah Baznayim, not Be'enayim. Okay, so now we get to the famous statement from Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz. What's the famous statement from the Chassid Yaivitz? Hinei Kosev Harav HaChassid Mahari Yaivitz. quoted there in that sefer, or Hachaim in Perak Beis, she'ra'a b'gzera svarad. He saw during the Spanish expulsion, during the Spanish Inquisition, she'kol osan ha'chokrim she'amdu al michkor ha'amuna mitzad chakiras ha'seichal ha'anoshi, he'miru as kvodam b'yom za'am. When it came to that very painful moment, when a Jew was being given a choice to either be kicked out of the land or convert to other religions, or God forbid, there were cases where people's lives were threatened, or die al kiddush Hashem. He says, I saw, and he was there, Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz was there. He says, I saw time and time again that the people who were more philosophically inclined, time and time again, they abandoned their faith on Biyom Za'am, on that very painful and tragic time period. V'hanashim, and the women, V'kali Hadas, and those who were more of simple faith, Shahaisal Hem Amunah Mitzara Kabbalah Bilvad, those people who simply had Amuna, the Kabbalah, that they had received, the Yiddish Imamas, who had received the Kabbalah, that there's Rabbona Sholem, they were prepared, Kitshu as Hashem, Anichbar Vanora. They were prepared to Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, and that meant either abandoning one's land and home, or giving one's life. V'nivchanu b'tzeiruf, v'amarnu b'inyano tam lezeh, ki yadua lahabam b'sod Hashem b'sod Hashvira. He says, now, if you want to understand on a Kabbalistic level why that was and how that was, so he says, we know that there's a concept of the Shvira Sakelim. And within that concept, the secret of Shvira and the shattering, b'chinas einayim haya behem Hashvira. Now, this is very deep. I don't really understand what this means, Bechlal. But we'll just read the words. Bechinas Einayim, right, that aspect called Einayim, was subject to the Shvira. Masha Enkim Bechinas Aznayim, Hu Misor HaTikun HaGamur. Somehow the Aznayim survived through the Shvira, but the Einayim were damaged, were destroyed. And therefore, a person whose Amuna is rooted in Einayim is subject to Shvira. A person whose Amuna is rooted in Aznayim is not subject to Shvira. He's able to survive through the difficult times. Ayin Sham Bisfarenu, Hanizkhil El Barichus, Viyunam Lacha. Look in the Sefer Or HaChaim, you'll see beautiful words about this. Alkena Amuna Shumitzara Re'ia, Yashno Befshurisha Tekabal Shvira Bittel. Masha Einkein Amuna Shumitzara Shmia. But if my Amuna is based on Amuna Pshuta, the Kabbalah from Avos and from Imos, passed down, and just making myself a kli kibul to accept my role in this epic chain of Jewish history, lo tekabel bitul shira. There's nothing that can take it away from a person. V'zeu shimu u'sechi nafshechem. That's what the Navi Yeshayah is saying. Shimu, if you learn to listen, then sechi nafshechem, your soul will be strengthened, your life will be enhanced. Havein hadavar, understand this well and understand it deeply.
Is that a theme that
Shmiah
is better than
Re'iyah? Yeah, there's Divrei Chaim by Hanukkah where he talks about this. Yeah, by Jews, Shmiah is better than Re'iyah. By the Belt, we say the opposite. And by the world, if I seeing is believing. Yeah, but by us, there's a big inyan. Shmiah is in many ways higher than Re'iyah. Even though, in some ways, you would think Re'iyah is...
It's Re'iyah, no?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I think on Re'iyah.
I'm saying, what? Where do we see that in...
It's a situation that Shmiah could be going against Re'iyah.
There...
What's the situation?
Either
because of seeing something or hearing it.
Okay, I have to think about it. But what we're saying is that there's a danger. There's a danger to Re'iyah. Re'iyah is more easily shattered because it's built on something more limited. He's going to explain in a second why that is. And he's going to explain why a Kabbalah b'Shmiah is unbreakable and a Kabbalah b'Re'iyah is easily shattered. So that's what he says in the next paragraph. Now, if I tap into Amuna through Kabbalah, through Shmiah, so then what happens? It goes back to Avram Avinu, but more than that, it goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because like we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who implanted within Avram that initial bit of Amuna. Sha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ki adatev. Hashem placed the das inside of him. She'ishpia bo Hashem Yisbarach koach hadas. So therefore what? So when I come to Amuna through Avram Avinu, through Magin Avram, like the Chedushim explains, Im Kain Ishtalshulas Amuna Zo, Ba Mibachinas Ein Sof. Al Kain, Ein Lamuna Zo Sof. If my Amuna is traced back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvod V'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Or Ein Sof, right, Kiviyachol, so then my Amuna is Ein Sof. Aval Amuna Mitzara Chakira HaNoshis. But if my Amuna is worked out, even by the most brilliant human minds, a human mind is limited. It comes from a place that's limited. And therefore the Amunah itself becomes limited. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were in a state of Golos Hadas. Lo Yadu Es Hashem. Asher Odi Hashem Yisparach HaYedei Niflosav Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. Right? Das. The starting point of Amunah, he's saying, is rooted in Das. Das is also a lashon of Chibur. Right? Vayeda Adam. Adam knew his wife. And he's saying that when Aaron was commanded to command his children, we said tzavsa is a lashon of, right? Tzivah is a lashon of tzavsa. So a person who's spiritually connected, when a person has das, when he's connected, then he has amunah. He feels Hashem's presence. He's connected. He's not observing Hashem from a distance, right? Like one who is, again, viewing Hashem through ri'iyah. And from that time that we left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that what? That our amunah should be solely rooted in that das, without any chakira. So that kedei shetia amunas omen betikun laol me'ad, that it should be a firm amuna v'inekishabo l'refidim v'nifta liba machrei achakiros v'chakru ayesh Hashem v'kerbein u'mayin. But Amalek comes, and Amalek is the one who we'll see is the das de sitra achra. It's not the das of kedusha, and of course, there's no surprise then that as soon as Amalek shows up on the scene, all of a sudden we start to analyze the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What was so pashut, the Kabbalah a second ago, all of a sudden now became a matter of inquiry and a whole discussion. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin, and he points out in the Haggah something very interesting. The Megala Mukos develops this idea a lot. V'hu me'ein chet Adam Arishon. When Adam Arishon listened to the Petuya Hainachash Eita Das Tovara Shetzarach Hacholker Lahatos Hadas Letov Lahavcho B'chol Chelke Hasoser V'zeu Sha'amra Chava Hanachash Hishi Ani va'ochal. The Nachash, right, misled me and I ate. So under the words, the letters of Hishi Ani, right, Ein lo bir. What does it mean, Hishi Ani? So the Svarim point out, Avahu ledaiti teva mor keves yesh ayin. Right, or really it's more than that, because the Torah says, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin. So you have all the letters of Hayesh and ayin. Ratzalomar, that the same way that Amalek brought us to question something which should have been so obvious to us, so too the Nachash, right, is really the earlier embodiment of that, Eviyani l'chaker, b'chakiros yesh ayin, v'ayin masha kasavti le'al. And look what I wrote in Drush Aleph for more on this topic. Vine Amalek who so das the sitra acha. Amalek is das of the sitra acha. The kevan she is chiluheim lifkom hadas miyad vayavo Amalek das the sitra acha. Whether it's what's the cause and what's the effect is a good question. Was it Amalek's arrival that led to Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin, or is it Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin that led to Amalek's arrival? But either way, right? It's haba hatalia. They're connected strongly to one another. So it was either that desire for Klal Yisrael to enter into that world of Chakira that brought Amalek, or is Amalek's imminent arrival that brought them into that world of Chakira. But either way, it's trying to attach oneself, das, to Sitra Acha. It's das, dachorayim. Right? It's a backwards attachment. And it's not the proper way to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvezet is bonin. Kasher Amar Hashem Yisbarach Lamoshe Mitzas Michias Amalek. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and again, so beautiful the way B'nai Sashka puts this together. K'sov zos zikaron ba'sefer v'simba ozne Yehoshua. Simba ozne Yehoshua. The battle against Amalek, the transmission of the lesson of the victory over Amalek is ba'ozne daika. Dafka has to be. Put it in the ears. The sefer that expresses the destruction of Amalek should be ba'ozne Yehoshua. I'll just make one interesting ha'ara. I remember I saw this years ago. In the Sifsei Chacham on Maseches Megillah, he points out that ba'sefer is Gematria 342. Right, Simba Ozne Yeshua, the Ksav Zos Zikaron Basefer is 342. What's 342? So throughout history, we fought against three different Amaleks. We fought against Amalek, then we fought against Agag, who was the Melech of Amalek, and then we fought against Haman, who was the Amalek of that time period. These are the three different Milchamos against Amalek. Amalek is 240, Agag is 7, Haman is 95, is Gematria Basefer, 342. So Basefer is the embodiment of all forms of Amalek. So remember, record, and transmit the message of Amalek. How do you do so? Ba'ozne Yeshua, ba'ozne Daika. Liozayir ma'od shalo liten koach la'amalek al yidei hachakiros. Not to allow Amalek to tell you, let's analyze the situation with our eyes. No, let's simply transmit it ear to ear, mouth to ear. Shetia amuna b'chinas aznayim husod hadas tekedusha b'li bitl. Because the ears can't be broken. Uvezeg magbirim koach hakedusha. Umevatlim koach Amalek das sitra achar. Asher mizeh ba'im kol amunos raus v'deos kozos. Through this we destroy all of that false das and all the false amuna. V'zeu shenemar b'Shaul b'halchu lilcham milchamos Hashem b'Amalek. So now we understand why when Shaul was gathering his army, When Shaul was putting together his army to fight against Amalek, what does it say? It doesn't say that he gathered Vayik boats. It doesn't say Alashon of Asifa. It says Vayishama, that he summoned Alashon of Shmiya. Why? Vayishama Shaul Esa'am. Hainu Hishmiyum Daika, Limir Esa'am Das, Shetiyamuna Etzlam Yitzar HaShmiya, that there should be people who go to fight Amalek with the Koach of Shmiya. Uvizeh Yinatzchu Es Amalek. And through that they were victorious over Amalek. Va'amar Vayifkadim Batalayim. Daika. Why is it Dafka? We asked earlier. Why not count them with coins? Why count them with lambs? Why count them with sheep? Right? Little simple animals. Shatla'im morim ala bitul harishon shel hadeos haros mitzayim. Because the tela we know, the Taleh, was the animal that was worshipped by the Mitzvah. And it was the first step of the Jews to destroy the Mitzvah God. Shayu ovdun lamazal Taleh. They worshipped not only the physical lambs and sheep, but they actually worshipped the mazal. The mazal of Nisan is the Taleh. The mazal of Iyar is the shore. Right? The mazal of Sivan is Teumim, is Gemini, by the secular rendering. So, when Klal Yisrael were misgaber on this mazal, right? And Hashem says, slaughter that mazel, because you're not bound by the mazalos, and you're not bound by the astrological signs. Lahoros ki mazalos kula mishkachem b'shifo v'kulam esnagim al yedei hashkachaso apratius u'betelim l'ritzono. That was our first time that we openly declared as a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that there is no mazel. And that there is nothing that can be analyzed as being a matter of chance or mazel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu oversees every detail of life and reality with great hashkacha pratis. U'biladai hashkachaso lo yarim ish es yado esragel hisnoeya. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's permission, a person couldn't move his hand or his foot. He couldn't move an inch. So therefore, dafka, Shaul HaMelech decides to speak, to gather the Jews, Vayishama, to use a Lashon of Shmiya, and he's Dafka, Vayifkadeim Batlam. He counts them, right? It's also a Lashon of, he assigns them over the Tlaim. Meaning, don't be subject to the Mazalos, be Mavat to the Mazalos, to HaKadosh Baruch, to the Das de Kedusha. So now we're starting to understand exactly what the nature of the Zechira is, the Shabbos. Fill the mitzvah of Zechira. Shal yidei zeh, bizachreinu mahi gi aleinu ba'etz asher, ratzinu lahatos esichleinu al yidei chakiros. When Amalek wanted us to descend into that world of Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu v'chulu. U'mikol shekein bahalos al adas chas v'shalom deos kozvios. Even worse than questioning Hashem, but Rahman al-Tan, to fall into a place where we fall into disbelief. Shekol zeh mitzad mar keves hadas de sitra achu. It all comes from that negative das, the meila al yedei zechira zos, navin kizeh kol pri isha Yisraeli hatori. A Torah Jew comes from a different world. Lahamin amunas omen mitzah hashmiya. Hainu hakabala shubi adenu, ad hamayim ad hanichbad, vad avram vinu. To trace ourselves back to our Sinai, to trace ourselves back to Avram. And again, by tracing ourselves back to Avram, we're tracing ourselves back to that das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Ein Sof, and we attach ourselves to an Emuna, which is also Ein Sof. Okay, last page. Uvezen avo leveir ha-medrash. And now we come back to the medrash we started with. What happened to the medrash? And we'll have to see if the B'nai Sasser actually answers all of his questions. Sometimes Sfarim ask questions, they don't necessarily fully answer their questions. So it leaves it to us to finish up, if he doesn't say it openly. But let's see. Uvezen avo leveir ha-medrash ha-nizkaleel. Zohar eis asher asal lecha amalek. Hukshel leval ha-maimer. What was bothering the Baal Maimer? The Havelila Meimar Zichor B'Shva V'lo Zachor B'Kamatz. What's the difference? We'll see in a second. V'gam Mahu Riboy Ace. Remember Ace Asher Asalach HaAmalek. What's the Ace? V'zeu Shehevi HaMashal Anizkerleel. What was bothering them, what was bothering the Baal HaMaimer, the Baal HaMashal, was how do you understand, what's the Pshat in the Pasuk? What do you mean Zachor Ace? Why isn't Zichor, and what's the Ace? Why isn't it just Zachor Asher HaSalach HaMalek? What do you mean Ace Asher HaSalach HaMalek? HaKavana Hu, Ayidei HaZachira HaZos, Tizkor Ba'asmacha, Be'ez HaSiba Higia Lecha Zeh. Zachor is not just to remember in an abstract, but it's to use a Zachira to generate something. Right? It's a proactive remembering. What does that mean? Remind yourself how you brought Amalek upon you. Remind yourself what led to this situation. Hainu. Lahatos daitach chas v'shalom l'deos haraos v'amudos kozvios. Lo zo af zo. Right, not only did you have, again, questionable thoughts, but to even go so far as to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afil lahatos daitach l'chakiros tovera. Even to be osek in those things that are questionable or borderline. Hainu shetirtza lamur al amunu mitzar hamofis b'chakiros haseichel. Because you feel there's nothing wrong with trying to understand Hashem in a firm way, in an intellectually firm way. V'lo saspik l'cha amunu mitzar hakabal. But remind yourself what happened when the Jewish people were not somech on the Kabbalah, on the Shmiah. Shezeh gam kein be'isr. Ki amuna be'zaro shal Avram hu be'teva mitzad Yerusha me'Avram. Ki yadati v'sher yitzav ve'ezbanav. Again, Milashon Tzavsov. An automatic chibur and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akein amar zachor bekamat pa'ol. Omei b'fnei atzma. The zachor is saying what? Shegam ata yuchach b'zichroncha zikaron acher b'zachorcha asher asalecha al-malik. What does it mean? Zachor ace? Vayisparish eis kamo im. Zachor im, meaning, what's a lomar, right now he finally explains, again, to make it clear, im zachiras amalek, through the remembrance of amalek, right, meaning with the remembrance, zachor eis, eis sometimes means with. Right? That Klal Yisrael, for example, has Shmos begin? Has Parsha Shmos begin? Eile Shmos b'nei Yisrael? Haba Mitzrayim, eis Yaakov, right? What does it mean, eis Yaakov? It means with Yaakov. So eis sometimes means with. So Zachor Eis, that use the Zachiras Amalek, not just again an abstract remembrance, but it should be a Zachira that's what? That with that Zachira, through that Zachira, im Zachiras Amalek, Zachor Tizkor me'ayin higi alecha siba azos. It's something that you have to practice and still live with now. It's not just, what do you mean? There's no Amalek today. It's not true. Remember what came about, and with that zechira, move yourself towards the proper hashkafos in amuna. V'siskor ba'asvacha laham in amunas omen mibli safek umibli tina belev. V'nei hachakiros l'isha yisraeli cherpahi. When a Jew studies chakira, it's a bizayon for a Jew. It's not a maila. It's not a maila to feel like a chacham that you can quote. You can quote all sorts of philosophical sources. It's not a maila for a Jew. Halavai, we should just be pashuta ma'aminim. That's a maila for a Jew. But I want to be a person of seichel. I want to be a person of intellect. Okay, so express that in other ways. But it's not a maila. It's a disgraceful thing. It doesn't make you a fuller Jew. Halavai, we should just have a muna pshuta. Ki amuna hi bateva bizarro shal Avram, kama shekasavti le'el. Because again, if you're really part of this link, you don't need to go searching outside of that inherent connection that we have back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisha ain't maspik lo akabala, but a person who says, I'm not satisfied with what I got from my parents and grandparents back to Avram, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'rotza lachor b'chakiros, and he decides to go to the library and take out a stack of books to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu philosophically. Hinehu kemorechas v'shalom. What's he saying? Why is that insulting? I mean, what's so bad about it? Let's say I have a muna of truth, and now I want to start exploring. Like he said, Tovira, I'm entering into a world that has a lot of Ra, but there's elements of Tov to it as well. What's so offensive about that? He says, what's offensive about that is, it's as if, who kamorechas shalom she'ein lo seder ishtalshalus hayichus mizar shalafram. Because you're saying you're not proud enough to just be a part of that great chain, going back to Avraham Avinu, that you need to create kind of your own path. Das elokei avicha. Remember the God of your avos, the Mos. Okay, in lo ratza Moshe Rabbeinu. So now we understand why wasn't Moshe comfortable talking about this openly. Okay, in lo ratza Moshe Rabbeinu. Allah Hashalom lomer lehem zeh davar beferish. Because by suggesting to Klal Yisrael, by telling them the dangers of exploring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amuna through Chakira, you're essentially saying you're questioning a person's lineage. You can't talk about a person's yichus in that way. It's ki'ilu there's a suffix about their yichus. And the reality is that, of course, every Jew is what? Is be'emes from that chain. And therefore, even a Jew who starts to drift away from that, the way the Klal Yisrael said, Moshe couldn't talk about that. We can't talk about adultery openly. It's a form of adultery. And he quotes the Medrash. Achas haisa upir samah kasuv. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were 100% pure. There was only one example of a person who got involved in an act of znos, and even there, it wasn't intentionally. It wasn't done willfully. Right? Shlom is bas divri lamate dan, as described in Parsha Emor, the Makalel. So it was dafko. That was the one case of a person, and she was raped by a Mitzri, and she had a child who ended up becoming that Makalel, caused a lot of trouble. Right? But when we talk about inyana yichus, it's a delicate topic. Al kein amar lahem zeh beremes. And therefore Moshe hints to them, if you're going to enter into that world of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin, if you're going to try to analyze the Kodesh Baruch Hu and philosophically make sense of Hashem, then your yichus becomes suspect. And that's a very uncomfortable thing, obviously, for Klai Yisrael, when we believe that everyone is connected to that chain. Havein davar mitoch davar ki kitzarti. And you should understand one thing from the other thing, because I've written shorthand. Yedati yedid hakore biroscha kol elu hadvar. I know that when you read these words, yiksha lecha hare kadmonenu asku b'chakira k'mavur b'sefrayim, you'll tell me, but there were so many great Jews in earlier generations, talmidei chachamim, tzaddikim, the greatest people, the Rambam, and so many others, right? But the Rambam at the head of that list of great Jewish philosophers who entered into that world of Chakira. And there are many, many good books. And I know you're going to ask me about this, as the B'nai Yisachar. Halo be'arti adavar makom acher. Again, look into my kuntris, the Ma'ayan Ganim on the Or HaChaim, and you'll see how I express my hesitations towards these things. Asher kol ma'aseim hayu l'shem shamayim. It's not because I believe that any of them were not l'shem shamayim. Vaday they were. Vasu akol kafi horas shah. And they were responding to a certain need at that time. Ve'ein kan makom l'harich. I'm not going to get fully into my shita there. Ve'ayin b'sefer Or HaChaim l'chosud Mahari Yaivitz. Again, look in the Sefer Or HaChaim from Rav Yosef Yaivitz, from the Gerushei Svarad. And look into my writings, the Ma'ayan Ganim there, and you'll see more of an arichas about this. But again, this is the battleground against the Malik. To mechazek ourselves in Amunah Pshuta, the Svarim bring that Amunah Pshuta is Gematria 502. Amunah Pshuta is the Gematria 502, is a number we should be thinking about this time of the year. Baruch Mordechai is 502. Ar Haman is 502. The battleground of Ar Haman versus Baruch Mordechai is that world of Amunah Pshuta. And of course, like we said, the world of Amunah Pshuta comes from the Avos. That's why the Sfarim say that the lives of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is also 502. 180 years, 175 years. Let's just change that. 175 years, Avram, right? 180 years, Yitzchak. 147, Yaakov, is 502. That a person who lives with the Emunah Pshuta, the same way that Moshe was standing there in Parshas Bishalach and he was feeling weakened, Rafi Yadei Amin HaTorah. And then what happens? They strengthened themselves by Yi Yadav Emunah. That Moshe's hands were Emunah, and that's how he defeated the Malik in Parshas Bishalach. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to come to Purim with a real sense of Emunah Pshuta. To understand the battle against the Malik is a battle against those who want us to enter into a world of questioning of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And again, it starts off very innocent. It starts off with, what do you mean? These are Svarim written by Gedolim amongst Klal Yisrael. But again, it's a cherpa, it's a bizayim, to question your own lineage and to think that I need to search for something, the chakira, and to question something that my parents told me, bevados, that they heard from their parents, bevados, to bring it into that realm of a Malik of Safik, is obviously very dangerous. Okay, should be zochet to an amuna-filled Parsha Zachar. Shabbos Zachar. Shkoyach.